Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new...
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Got started a little bit late today, but these things happen. Definitely bear with us here at Black Talk Radio Network as some changes, some very significant changes are going to be taking place. So just bear with us, and we'll get everything back on track as soon as possible. So today we're going to jump right into, let's just talk about crowdfunding really quickly. Everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. And let me tell you, this is some of the reasons why, because so many things are changing in the world. We got to support this network to maintain that it will be on air, because things are definitely changing. Businesses are going out of business. Things are happening, and we want Black Talk Radio Network to be fully funded and have the energy, the financial energy, to continue. So you can go to Black Talk Radio Network's website and hit the crowdfunding digital black media that's there, and look at the ways to which to donate. You can donate. The first option is $24.99, and with that you can send a check or a money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120, or send it by PayPal. You can also make the donations right there, or contributions right there on the website. And with that, you'll receive a monthly statistical report and the monthly social media operations for the network. Make sure you leave a good email address. $24.99 less. All donations are appreciated. The second option, for just one penny more, $25 or more, you will be able to receive the monthly email reports and a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution and your donation. If you would like to receive more t-shirts, they come in $25 intervals. For every $25 that you send, you will receive another t-shirt corresponding. Make sure you leave a good, make sure you have a corresponding size for each and every t-shirt that you'll receive, and make sure you have a good email address, a forwarding address, so that you can receive your t-shirts in a timely and prompt manner. Next option is option number three, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. With that, you will receive the monthly email reports, a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and you will be eligible for gifts from time to time from the network. So this is what we have to do to support this network, so continue to do that, please. Today is Monday, August the 8th, 2016. Over the weekend, we had one of the true great spirits of our time in physical history that we had the pleasure of sharing with Dr. Sabi has made the great transformation. There is no such thing, in my opinion, as death. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, we are eternal beings because energy can never be extinguished. It can just move on. And there is so much that was learned, so much that was given, so much that was gained, so much that was changed by Dr. Sabi during his physical life in this moment in our eternal lives that is just unspeakable as to the contributions. And it just shows the relentless human spirit. Once you start to energize your free will and you're determined to do things, you're determined in becoming benevolent, the beauty that you can create, the universe, the solar system, the planet, the environment, that you can create from you doing more than just what you need, but doing as much as you possibly can within your overall capability, talent, will, and desire. It is something that we all should seek to emulate, seek to motivate ourselves, seek to build, because the blueprint in so many great spirits have shown, and you too are a great spirit. And I didn't want to say too much today. I want to hear from this great living spirit that has made the great transformation, and I am pleased, I am thankful, I am inspired by this wonderful loving spirit. So without much more, I would much rather for us to hear from this great living spirit, because regardless of what man has instilled and what man has created, there are many lies that men tell in order to manipulate the masses. But this brother, this great spirit, continues to work forevermore. So let's hear from the great Dr. Sabi. The volume will pick up.
I'm a community of the people of Israelite who allow me the privilege to come here to see them, to share this information. The information you're about to hear is not my information. It's the information of life that we never heard. And I should be the least to be a carrier of such information, because I'm the boy that didn't go to school. I'm the boy that disliked school. And I don't read books. Never have and never will. But I had a very understanding grandmother that raised me. She knew that Fred didn't like school. Unlike most grandmothers, they would have compelled the child to go to school. But I was fortunate. I had my way. And my grandmother loved it. But in me not going to school, I was able to receive from my grandmother but I have yet to hear it coming from my own children that have been to school, though some of those have master's degrees. And they're very dependent. So I asked them, I paid for you to go to school, you have a master's degree, and you're asking me for what? I was working since I was 11 for my grandmother until I was 20. If my grandmother had raised me in America, she would have been charged with child abuse. But because my grandmother raised me in a little village in Honduras, I was fortunate to receive from my grandmother those things that come from black people only. I don't have anything in my skull that belongs to a Chinaman, or to a European, or to an Arab, or Eskimo. My grandmother made sure that what I know would only be black. Why? Because that would be in compliance with God Almighty. God did not make me a Chinaman, so I don't need to know what's happening in China. I don't need to know Chinese philosophy. I don't need to know European philosophy. I don't know anything about Socrates or Plato, Diogenes or Spinoza, but I learned something about Africa that it seems as though many of us have yet to see. And we together are going to begin to break down these barriers because, see, I want you to know something. I don't know any more than you. I'm not smarter than you. I'm you standing here. I'm your brother. I was brought on the same ship with you.
That's right.
I had the same amount of brain cells as you had. So what? I don't want you to even think that I'm condescending because I'm the least to take a position. I never been to school. So everybody in the audience is smarter than me, and I know that. So together, we're going to begin to break this thing down. The anthropologists, the archaeologists, the paleontologists, the historians, the Egyptologists, they failed us. And they failed themselves. Because the one thing that they were supposed to know, they were supposed to know that which goes in their mouth. If you don't know what goes in your mouth, then what it is you're doing? It's like putting gasoline in a piece of car. It's just not going to run, isn't it? It's that simple. When God made a gorilla, he placed that gorilla in Africa with a food that is consistent with the size of that gorilla. Not only a food, but a temperature. When God made a polar bear, he placed that bear in Alaska on the ice, and the bear eats blood. Then we leave the animals and we go to the plants. When we need iron, we appeal to the burdock plant. But as we need calcium, we go to the shale grass or to the sea moss. Meaning that each plant has a different active ingredient. Each animal eats a different food. So I asked the Supreme Court when I was arrested, because as you know, I was arrested, right?
Right.
Why was I arrested? Only because I told the truth. We cure AIDS.
Right.
We also specialize in the cures for sickle cell, lupus, herpes, cancer, blindness, impotence, and others. Well, naturally, being a black institute, the Usher Research Institute, how could the Attorney General of New York accommodate in his brain that some black folks are curing AIDS and sickle cell? You are of your mind. And he was right to believe that. I didn't blame the Attorney General for disbelieving the ad that I placed in the Village Voice, the Amsterdam News, and the New York Post. I didn't. I wasn't even angry at the man. He was supposed to arrest me because the Chinese are not curing AIDS. They're not curing sickle cell. They're not curing blindness. The Europeans either, neither the Arabs or anyone else. But we are, not Dr. Sidney. We, the black race. If I was a Chinaman in China, curing AIDS, you would say, the Chinese people curing AIDS. But if I was a Russian in Russia curing AIDS, you would say, the Russian people curing AIDS. But I'm your brother standing here, you say, he cured AIDS, not we. What happened? What happened? What dislodged, what disconnected that you disconnect me from you? Right. What happened? Well, we're going to go to that board and we're going to show what happened. When I asked the Supreme Court if God made a food consistent with the gorilla and the polar bear, with the eagle that eats meat, and the hummingbird that sucks the nectar from the plants, well, then it shows that there is a direct connection with food and genetics. Who in America has ever delved into that particular reality? Not the healers in America. They still give you vitamins. They talk about protein. So, Your Honor, when you removed the Africans from Africa and you brought them to America, did you bring his food with him? So while we are sitting around dialoguing and dissecting and projecting, on what basis are we doing that? Are we sane or are we insane? And we are. I could show many instances. I only have to go to Africa. And I will show you that we are insane. It's not their fault. It's not the fault of Black America or the Caribbean where I come from. When their brother told him that he cured AIDS, they looked at me like I was crazy. But my mother said, remember what I told you. That much is asked to those who much is given. So you claim that you have found the cures. But the cures, you have to have compassion on business. Because you should be lucky that you got away. You got away from meeting me 39 years ago when you was 30 years of age. Now you're 69. You should be happy that you're alive talking about being angry at people because they doesn't know. Because when people go to sleep, not everyone wakes up at the same time. My mother showed me that. She's still alive. She's 89 last week. I'm 69. She's 20 years older than I am. So we close, because I listen to her. That's the only being I listen to. I have no Virgin Mary. My mama. My mama is my God. That's right. I never compromise my mama to no one and to no religion. My mama is my God.
That's right.
And what I receive from my mother is sufficient to bring to you the cures of sickle cell, the cures of AIDS. Listen to my mother now. We have to learn to listen. And that listening, there was no Plato or Aristotle. There was no biology or biochemistry. But her son, she lived long enough to see her son cure AIDS. And when I told her, she said, well, what did you expect? What do you think I expect from you? When the attorney general asked me to remove the ad from the papers in New York claiming that we cure AIDS, my mother said, if you remove those papers, if you remove that ad from those papers, your wife said she divorced. I, your mother, would disclaim you. You die, but you would not remove those ads. You cure AIDS, you stand up. That's my mama.
That's right.
And we're going to take her to the black hole. We're not going to take Plato, but Plato doesn't fit in this. We're not going to take Jethro Klaus, because he's a violator. When you open the books that he wrote back to Eden, he has comfrey in there, am I right? But comfrey, comfrey's deadly poison.
Right.
He also has garlic in there. Alma Hutchins, she has rose hips. She has vitamin E and all that stuff is dangerous. But you didn't know. You see? How are we going to know this? Well, we're going to journey. But before we go to this blackboard, we want to go back. You see, what we're doing tonight, we're not really challenging, I'm not challenging you because if I challenge you, I'm challenging myself, right? Because I'm you standing here. You know what we're going to challenge this evening? What was said to us. That is what we're going to bring to the carpet. What was said to us. Was it true? It could not be. Because of the noise on the set. I've only been practicing this thing for 28 years, and we're curing AIDS, and sickle cell, and lupus, and herpes, and blindness. Well, if we're doing that, shouldn't there be questions asked? Well, if Dr. Sabin's doing it, why not the others? It's as simple as that. And if Dr. Sabin, that didn't go to school, is doing it, well, it should be easier for us to pick the school, isn't it? It's common sense. Just get rid of it. We go to the road before. Once upon a time, this line wasn't necessary. What I put here, at some point in history, wasn't necessary. We didn't know that. What I'm going to put here is what? Hydrogen ion concentration. You better know that now. Because if it doesn't, you are really coding with death. pH. Which is the abbreviation of what? Hydrogen ion. Hydrogen ion. Or concentration of. The concentration of hydrogen ion tells the story, which is very important to know nowadays. You better know it. But once upon a time, you didn't have to know that. Because why? And you will see why you didn't have to know it. You know where I get my energy in this last 10 years of lecturing and also for projecting? You, the black woman. You're the one. You're the one why I'm not here, not brothers. I'm one of you brothers. We have a job, but I'm out here because of black women. You see, in 1960, I made a statement in a barbershop in Cleveland Avenue with Tim. I said, Tim, why is it that we are so bent on letting a woman believe that we are more than they are? Where did we get that philosophy from? And we came out of that. I said, one day I'm going to do something. I'm going to put it in the hands of black women, and it's going to be the best. And already done it because there's a black woman in Los Angeles who killed a Japanese woman in Japan of lung cancer in 2 months flat. Find any other race or nationality or woman that have done that. There's a black woman in Honduras named Ma'at who makes the compound that cure AIDS. Tell another nationality to do that. But a black woman did that with my help. It is you that we should be pushing because it is your brain that we need. Because if I am what I am today, who grew me to this level? My mama. So if I'm a king, she must be better. Am I right? So I'm happy to know that I'm here this evening. Exchange this information because I want you to ask questions. We're going to drag down all of that which was told about. The premise was totally unfounded. It was based on what? I don't know what I think. That is what you call a hypothesis. Oh yeah? But if you don't know, shut up! Just shut up! But oh no, I have to sound intelligent. Many of us have seen this, pH balance. How many of us have seen that written on shampoo especially? pH balance. Now, we're gonna ask, what are they talking about? This is 7.
why I said that it was necessary for us to know about anything about pH, hydrogen ions. You mean to tell me you need to be a scientist to live? When to live, you only have to wake up in the morning and brush your teeth and go jump in a river and lay down under a tree for the rest of the day. You don't have to be a scientist. But now you better know what pH is. Why? Because this is what happens. On the side that is less than 7, it is what? On the side that is above 7 is alkali, right?
Right.
Well now, since we know that this is true, then why did he put comfrey over here? And aloe vera. And what about rose hips? And what about garlic? What about rice and beans? What about tofu? What about peppermint? And go on and on and on and on and on. So how come we didn't know that? There was something else. In 1989, the leaders of America promoted a substance and a therapy that you guys heard, all of us brothers and sisters heard it, and I thought it was funny. In 1988, Dr. Sabi was arrested in 1987 because he claimed to cure AIDS and the rest of the diseases. They took him to jail. He went to court. He took 77 of his patients. He won his case, setting a precedent. Okay? We're the first organization that represent healing that stand up to the American Medical Association and won. What won the African biomineral balance? But now, we ask the question, if this is true, why didn't the leaders supported that? They supported Cameron. They didn't support Dr. Sabi yet. I have documents to show you. Yes, I'm curate. You can just download my website. I'm the only individual on the planet that could advertise that he cured AIDS. Well, why didn't the people who promoted Cameron come to me? When they came to me and asked me, right here in New York, right here in D.C., Kojo Nami interviewed me on WHMM. And he asked me, why do I take the position that Kimron couldn't be a healer, could not be a healing substance? I said, because it is a chemical. Chemical has no place in human biology. It has to assimilate. It has to be a vegetable. But what happened? Remember what I said. There is a substance that we've been eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They didn't tell us about that. And that is why I don't like you. I can't like you. How am I going to like you? Nigga. I don't even know you. No. I'm supposed to love you. You know what compelled people to do that? This. This substance is so dangerous that they feed it to a dog in Russia. They feed it to dolphins in the pools, and the dolphin will do exactly, and the dog will do exactly what the leader or the doctor or the practitioner wants that dog or animal to do. And what is that? What is the one chemical that would alter the brain waves and interfere with resonance? Yeah. They call it starch. But what does starch contain?
Sugar. Cyanide.
So, while we are talking about talking and finding faults in each other's, that's not too bad. If I call your name, Malcolm's grandson killed his wife. You think that boy was to be blamed? No. That's why I don't like you. I'm eating cyanide. Then we ask, why are the African tribes at each other's throat? They eat the rawest form of cyanide. They call it cassava.
That's right.
In Nigeria, they call it gari. Now, when I look at my African brothers eating gari, you think I feel good? You think I'm in a position to criticize my brother when I know that this was a food given to us by the slave master? And that it was made in Portugal. Like the carrots? Oh, I don't want you to even believe that carrots are the state of rock, too. Carrots was made in Holland. When I said in New York that carrots were artificial, well, you can say that on Gary Bird's show on WLIB in New York. 1985-84. When everybody's listening, you have to be out of your mind. That man is crazy. He's ignorant. This is what they said, and I understood. Because the cyanide is telling me, the brother and the sister have to take that position. But they are unaware that carrots were made in Holland. Then 1 year later, Nova, Seeds of Tomorrow, came out with a program. Yes, carrots are artificial, and they were made by crossing what? The Queen Anne lace and the wild yam. They raided the wild yam. For you to you, we'll get into that later, but let me explain this. When God made a dandelion plant, and you see that dandelion plant releasing in the spring, those little balls that go into the air, when they meet another dandelion plant, they come together and they unite, and they call that a monocryotic union. That is a natural chemical affinity union, a union that is based on chemical affinity, meaning that if it's simple, chemical affinity is simple. Don't let these big words snow you, because it didn't snow me and I didn't go to school. Okay? So it's simple. Chemical affinity means this. If you have the magnitude of 100, 80, and 70, and 70 come in the proximity of 100, 100 would naturally repel 70 because the resonance is greater. Am I right? Does that make sense? The resonance of 100 is greater than 70. So for there to be chemical affinity with 100, it has to be what? 100. Is that the way it is? Yes, that is the way nature is functioning. But out of that particular understanding comes many things now. Because if nature showing that this plant, the plants only pollinate one of its own kind, then what's happening when I have a baby with a white woman?
We're going to hold it up right there. Listen to Dr. Savior. You're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio. Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
When I have a baby with a white woman. You see? These are the things that we are not aware of. The affinity, the resonance is different. Not that. But we have to be careful. Because the message that I come with is not mine, I said. It's a message of light. So as we find that affinity plays a role, we have to respect that. But we are not in the position to do so now because we are eating cyanide. Because see, example, we don't have to go into science or history, but I'm going to go into history and science for 1 second. But first we go to God. The herbs are for the healing of the nation. Did I say that or the Bible said that? And the Quran said that? And the Hadith said that? Well, what prevent us to go to the earth when we get sick? Why do we elect to go to the earth? Mm. Mm. We just willfully say, God, get out of the way. I mean, what kind of nerve would you have to do that? It had to be more than nerve. It's cyanide on your brain. For you to rush up the nerve to tell God, hey God, get out of the way, you and your earth that you talk about in the book of Genesis, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Revelation, you don't care about that. My brother preached for 30 years. See how careless he were. He told my mother one day, I can't see why you listen to him. He smokes marijuana. That's what he told my mom in front of me. I looked at him. I said, Mom, many people have a problem with the truth. And my brother here is preaching for 30 years, and this man smokes cigarettes. God, he's made tobacco. I'm not condoning the smoking of marijuana now. I'm trying to show how deviated we are. Then he goes further. I asked him, I said, hey fellow, how can you got the kind of nerve you have that your Bible that you preached out of says, go to the herbs. And you went to see the doctor. Man, you got a lot of nerve. You're going to die soon. My brother was 10 years younger than me. He died 15 years ago and he was a preacher for 30 years. So what's up? You see, this is reality. My own brother, I couldn't save him. I couldn't because the boy was indebted to his hog head. I went there Christmas Day and he had a hog head on his table. And how many of us ate on a hog head in this place? I know I'm one. I ate on a hog head. Now, a people, now listen carefully now. The gorilla does not eat the same food the polar bear. And the judge acknowledged that. I said, well, you didn't bring our food with us. What are we eating? Things begin to clear up, isn't it? So we're going to go on to this little other part now. Since we didn't believe God, we go to Hippocrates. Didn't they give us Hippocrates as being the first doctor? Bypass in Hotep 1. That's okay. Because those who believe in the Egyptian stuff, they like to put in Hotep 1 in front. But you should be very careful with that too, because in Hotep 1 opened the human body. And if the human body was made to be open, it would have a zip on it. So he made a mistake. So we go to Hippocrates, and he was using herbs. 300 years before Christ was born, he was using herbs. And he killed every disease known to man. So I asked the judge while I was being litigated. There were physicians. Four of them, Dr. Victor Herman, three of them, Dr. Victor Herman, Dr. Banana, Dr. Christopher. Now, I'm sitting in front of three doctors in the Supreme Court of New York, the boys that didn't go to school. So I'm thinking, what could they possibly have in their skull to obliterate that which I'm going to offer this evening or this morning? Because I'm by myself, doesn't I? I don't have a lawyer. So I asked the judge, Your Honor, why am I being prosecuted when, if I'm not mistaken, the father of medicine, Mr. Hippocrates, used herbs to cure all diseases known to man and establishing the principle of medical science? So I would think that the physicians are the one who should follow the principle of Hippocrates, but they're not. And I, who follows it, I'm being prosecuted practicing medicine without a license. Second partner approved by the FDA and claiming to cure AIDS or sickle cell, which is a fraudulent claim. Why aren't they arrested? When the judge asked them the question, do I get a response? There were no response from the physician because they know that they are the ones violating. I don't think it's the physician either. No, it's not the physician. It's the pharmaceutical laboratories. Right. Not the physician. Right. Because the physician. The physicians are doing a better job than I'm doing. He could diagnose you in a way that I could never. But I don't need to diagnose you because I really know what the disease is. I told the Supreme Court there's only one disease. They've never been due. Never been due. I don't want to go around randomly presenting this argument this evening, but we're going to take it easy here with this one disease. We're going to concentrate on that. The judge asked me, what is the difference with your approach and that which prevails? I said, that which prevails claims that there are multiple diseases, and that multiple diseases should be treated with an inorganic substance, which is a chemical. With the African biomineral balance, it's not really different. The African biomineral balance claims there's only one disease. When I said that, the prosecuting attorney jumped up and said, Your Honor, this man is insane and he's unscientific. I said, Your Honor, the most humble and distinguished prosecuting attorney is 100% right when he takes the position that I am unscientific. Of course I am. But if science is to be the barometer to which one reaches a level of understanding that one is able to reverse pathology, science already had 500 years, they have not cured one. So I think that it behooves us to look outside of science, isn't it? One thing. I was on the radio program in Philadelphia, this man called in and said, what medical school have you attended, Dr. Sandy? I said, sir, you should be happy. That's the one thing that I have not done. Because if I had, I wouldn't have been able to cure AIDS. Because those that have been in medical school are not doing that. So what is the African biomineral balance? There's only one disease. And there's only one cure. Whenever you have sinusitis, I ask the judge, what is in the nasal passage? He said, mucus. What's in the broken tooth when you have bronchitis? What's in the lung when you have pneumonia? The prosecuting attorney jumped up and said, what about AIDS, you and your one disease theory? I said, this man is getting himself in trouble all the time. He should be quiet. And at some point I have to help the man because he was out to get me. He didn't want me to win because if I win, I'd be setting a precedent, which I did. But I had to help the man. I said, Your Honor, my most humble and distinguished prosecuting attorney, Mr. Park, is asking me, what about AIDS? I said, Your Honor, have you been to an AIDS ward? He said, yes. What is it that the AIDS patient spits up every 5 minutes? He said, mucus. So where is the mucus? They said acquired immune deficiency syndrome. But what did the immune system acquire? Right. They say it's a virus. I said it was mucus. Right. That debilitated the immune system, preventing it from receiving what? Oxygen. Right. Oxygen is the life giver. Mm. As you open the body and open those cells, those avenues such as, you know, the veins, arteries, and every other passage allowing oxygen to enter the system, that's when you begin to heal. Oxygen is the healer. This is why we recommend that to heal, you should stop eating. Tomorrow morning, when I wake up, as good as I feel, I don't wear glasses, I can read anything. You can bring me energy, I have to read it. I have energy. But I know that I can do better, because many of you say, you look good, Dr. Sabin. Yeah, I look good compared to sick people. If you compare me to a 70 years old man, because I'm 70 now, I look good. But how could you compare me with him as a barometer when we don't even know what health is like? We don't know what health is about.
That's right.
We don't know what a healthy being is. We don't know what it is to be healthy, because if we have been deprived of our food for 500 years,
Right. Think
about the slave that was brought to America that then didn't eat potatoes, didn't eat any of this. What were they eating? Sure, they didn't have any vegetables. They didn't have any farms. So what were they eating? So while all these historians and anthropologists were talking to us, he was eating the garbage too. So it was like the blind eating the blind. You see why I didn't read books? It's a waste of time. Because when I went back to L.A. and I saw my brother Charles, he stood against his wall. He had read 3,000 books. He did this. So I said, you read all those books? He said, yes. I said, man. I said, I know you have diabetes. And there was nothing in the information that you read could help your body. This is what we're talking about. There's no more time spent on what I made in anthropology. I'm into Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine. So when God placed black folks in Africa, he omitted one of the most basic components that we had to crawl from Africa all the way to China to get it. Doesn't that sound kind of crazy? So while we are talking about, I studied Chinese medicine, you know what we're saying? We lost it. And certainly we did. We were taken away from home. Chinese medicine doesn't exist. No, it doesn't. If you go to China, if you go to Arabia, if you go to India, what is the medicine that prevails? Chemicals, not others. Drugstore. You go to Pakistan, they even sell it in the alleyways. Everybody sells drugs, pharmaceuticals out their house in Pakistan. So while the Muslims are calling the white man the devil, look at what they eat. The Muslim in Arabia, he bought it. Who made that? Europe. Who made the land? Europe. Who made every piece of medicine that the Arab used in Arabia? Europe. So I'm asking, what is the meat there? You're praying to Allah, but you're eating his food.
All right.
You see, there is a contradiction. There is a great contradiction, a very large, big, juicy one. But we're not to be blamed for that. All we're saying now, we have to wake up and look at this thing right.
That's right.
Just take another look at it. I'm not better than a Muslim. I'm not better than a white man or a Chinese or an Eskimo. But I know something. I am different. And in that difference, that difference makes a big difference. That difference that exists, I need to know to keep me in harmony, that I can love Chinese and white folks and primarily myself first. But I can't love no white boy eating cassava. I'm lying to him because I'm hurting. I'm eating cyanide. and I love you.
I'm eating cyanide and I call myself,
I'm spiritual.
When spiritual people be telling me that they're spiritual and I say they're eating from this menu, I know something is wrong. I know that something is wrong with us. Comes onto the acid side, remove peace from your life. It makes you lay in bed. And you think all kind of crazy thoughts that makes you angry. Sometimes you want to fight with the thoughts that you get. Sometimes you cannot sleep. Why? You've been bombarded hours there. I want to kill my wife one night. I didn't carry it out, but I felt like doing it. And yet 7 years later, why did I go back to find her? To tell her how sorry I was, and to tell her that I want to kill her. But that was the God in heaven truth. But why did I see her different 7 years later? Because I started eating that garbage. It makes you angry. It makes you very angry. So you go home this evening and you look at your refrigerator and just realize that what you have in there is hurting you. Especially us black people. We can't have that. We not, that's not part of our history. Every piece of food we eat today was made in the laboratory. None of it is made by God. So what goes away? But just think about Mr. Osawa in Japan. What did he recommend that you eat in large quantities to remove your disease? What did he say to eat?
Rice.
Now, Mr. Osawa was respected by many of us for being one of the greatest healers in the world. And he recommended we eat rice, and rice is cyanide. Another book shows us that garlic lowers your pressure. Garlic will lower your pressure, but what they didn't tell you is this. When the artery is clogged with cholesterol because of those pork chops and those neck bones, then you have this, a little passageway of blood. Garlic will come and eat all this away really quick. And also eats the membrane. You see, these things are not taught to us. Remember, garlic on the pH scale, cow milk. Cow milk sits right here. here sits right here. Beer and wine. But the lower you go, the beer is there, the more acid that substance will be. So now, where do y'all think God is fit?
Number one.
3.3. Very acid. I used to use it. I use garlic. I use everything that everybody used, but I woke up one day because a woman stood in front of me and said I was a fool. Her name is Mrs. Holloman. Mrs. Holloman came to me because of her little need for hurting her. And I made a sandwich, very good. It's still good. I make it now, but everybody buys it. So Mrs. Holloman asked me, what am I going to eat? I said, you're going to eat carrots and beets. Drink carrot juice and beet juice. She said, stop it. I said, why, man? She said, because you're crazy. She said, beets and cows are made in a laboratory. I am made by God. So God should make my food. And if I were you, I wouldn't call myself a healer until you research. They call it industrial agriculture. And whatever you find in industrial agriculture, you find that it came out of a laboratory. So why is garlic acid? Because it was made by God. God didn't make alkaline foods. But we don't know what they are now. That's why I was so sick at 30. I was impotent. I couldn't have sex. I would be ashamed when a woman takes off her clothes in front of me. When I was 30, I used to wonder, what's going to happen? And then, when it began, I would tell the woman, don't move! Because you move too much, I would ejaculate, and it was all over with. 2 minutes or less. Then you would say that I'm lesser than a man. No, I am sick. But we men don't see that. We are embarrassed, you know, and then we try to hide it. I'm cool. No, you're not. I'm going to come up with one that I'm going to use it as an example. But the reason why knowledge is very acid, it contains this. Put it up there. Oxide of value. It will hurt you. Garlic is like pumpkin seed. Oh, I could tell you tricks to do with pumpkin seed. Oh, I could tell you to do things with plants. Okay, pumpkin seed, artificial. But if I roast it, grind it up, put it in the water and you drink it, it brings you sugar right down. But in about a week, you won't be able to urinate. I could also take a bark from the cashew tree and pour it and give it to you. I would bring your sugar down, but I would destroy your liver. But once upon a time, black people or all people didn't have to know about pH. Why? Because God only makes that which is alkaline. So when did these things begin? They began 5,000 years ago. They began making things. We became a victim of these things. And we are totally unaware. This is why I always, when I think of something, I like to think of the whole picture. There's no room to criticize no one now. When I was in Arabia recently, this guy was showing me how this and that and the other, and I was showing him, hey, look, you shouldn't talk about the man being in bliss because you're eating his food. The very land that you're eating was made in Germany. God did not make any land. I put that little light over with his beast, oh, man, because he's a beast.
cows, hogs, dogs, and cats that you have in your house that you like to kiss on. That's a belly on you. And he's nasty. God did not make any dogs. He made wolves, dingoes, hyenas, they made no dogs. So you see, again, we evict him over and over again. I'm in the Caribbean among my brothers who call themselves the dreadlocks, which I happen to always hook up with them. I got in trouble with them in Dominica because the president kicked me out because of that. I was hooked up with Desmond Trotter, the man that burned a man to his house, tied a man to his house and burned the house and burned a man up in his house. And I'm associated with this man. But the Rasta people, or the dreadlocks in Dominica, was cooking in what they call yababai. You know, the grape, the earthenware. But when you're cooking it, it has pores. It open up. Then when the pot is cold, it closes. So you wash it, yes, but something is in the pore. Next day when you cook, it warm again, it open up. And exposing the new food, the food that you cooked yesterday, which you can't talk to them either. I find myself not being able to talk to anyone. Because I offend people. People hate me. Some people love me, you know. They tell me not to see me. My grandmother, like the Haitian people, they nearly killed me in New York this trip. This woman was cured of melanoma, this Haitian woman named Jeanette. I had the whole Haitian community down on me. But then again, I had people to tell me that I'm a jive, so and so and so and so. So as a healer, I learned this, that we are to deliver a message, not yourself, because I'm just like you. This information I'm giving you, I'm tied to it too. If I violate it, I'm going to be sick, and I don't like being sick. I don't like being sick. I like having fun, okay? And I have a young wife too, but we have lots of fun. I don't want to be with pain and aches, and I can't do that. But I'm going to use one man as an example to show you how disease creep into the family when you eat from overhead. That's why when we talk about neuropathology, we talk about psychology, we talk about all these nervous diseases, and I have been able to treat all of them, including Parkinson, delirium tremens, and the rest, and they were cured. But the psychiatrist was seeing them, but the psychiatrist didn't know I'm sick of you, just like you. I have to be. My mother and my father was eating pork chops and lobsters. And then he went and ejaculated to my mother the sperm that was cow milk because of my grandfather owned me.
Okay, everyone, get ready to go to another commercial break. Listen to the great spirit that continues, Dr. Sabi. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Cow milk, because my grandfather owned many cows, and he could have milk with cheese and butter. And the sum total of his diet is what makes up his sperm. He ejaculated that sperm into this girl, which is my mother, and I am the product of that. So you think I wasn't supposed to born with acid?
My daddy was even from over there.
The sperm that made me was sick already. The sperm that made me was the sperm that was born of meat and butter and eggs. So now talk to me, this sperm. That's why it compels us, it behooves us to kiss each other's butt. That's what I said to the president of Guinea. And I was a giant. Because he asked me, how do we come together? Just kiss butt. If you entertain that for me and I entertain it for you, we have just neutralized the acid, isn't it? When I see you, I think about kissing your butt. Damn it. So if the CC Charles is in Aruba, he's all these diseases, he's fat and everything else. After 3 months of treatment, oh, he's in the garden, he's doing things, and then he tells me, hey, your doctor, there is a woman down the hallway, and I want you to go and tell her that I love her. I said, man, I think you're crazy. You paid me to heal you. Yeah, but you beat another part of me. What do you mean? I want you to tell the woman that I love her. I said, I'm not going to tell her anything. He said, would you go with me and knock on the door? I said, okay. So I go in there. I knock on the door. As she opened the door, this way, he's standing there. She can't see him. She sees me. She said, hey, you are the healer. You're a very good healer. I said, I hope so. Well, Charles is happy. He's in the garden. He's singing. And he looks good. His complexion changed. And he looks strong. I said, yeah, thank you. I said, well, Charles is out there. You want to tell me something? When she comes up, hi, Charles. You want to talk to me after 16 years, Charles? Then he goes like this. But I love you. I always loved you. And he did. I know he did. All of us males, when we hook up with you, we love you.
That's right.
We fall in love. I know I always fall in love. You always kick in the rear, but I still fall in love. I don't care. I fall in love because that's the only way I'm going to enjoy you, right? I fall in love with you. I'm going to enjoy you. I can't live with you and hate you. So we are in love with you because you remind us of our mother. We want every man in this audience want a woman to tell him, hey baby, I love you, oh Christ.
That's right.
Man, he come to the world because he don't even love him. He's good, warm inside. Now, he couldn't deliver that. The man was impotent. The man felt that he was less than a man because that is what society imposes on us.
That's right,
not disease. We can't share that. When I was impotent, I told the whole world, hey look, I'm hurting. I can't get it up. Anybody could help me? And it came. It came all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, all the way to L.A. I went to Mexico, and 90 days later, I was brand new and still is. So he said, she said to him, when she said that I loved you, no, he said, I always loved you. She went up to him and hugged him and said, Charles, I always loved you. I love you, woman. Why you women are like that? When you guys fall in love, you guys kill yourself sometimes. So we do the same thing. So what happened? Why did he stop speaking to his wife for 16 years? In the Caribbean, men eat cassava too, like I told you. And they eat this bami, they call it, because I'm the result of Jamaican parents. They call it bami. Bami is cyanide. That's why Jamaican men at 60, 90% have prostate problem or long on the phone. Why? Because we eat coconut milk and barley. But no one is educating us. Because as we remove from that garbage, peace enters. Health comes back. Because I'm 69 now. And if I had asthma, diabetes, impotent, obese, and glasses on my eyes, and my waistline, I was only one. 30 and 49, it was 41 then. So there's a little bit more peace in me that I appreciate about myself and the healing that I receive from God. There's a little bit more peace. I could take a good kicking in the butt and I don't say anything. But once upon a time, I would afford that. All that comes with healing. But there are so many modalities of healing that were philosophies that you don't know what's what. Yeah. You don't know. They come with Rolfing, homeopathy, all of these, yoga, just name it. The Ayurvedic is Indian. That was one that prevailed, and it was very popular in the 60s, early 60s. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Ayurvedic medicine recommends that you take what? Ghee. You eat with ghee. But isn't ghee clarified butter? And isn't that very bad for your kidneys? Then you see, as we begin to investigate all of the books and all of the philosophies, we find gross inconsistencies. In ours, there's none. And it's standing reason. Why are we able to cure AIDS and sickle cell? That says it's incurable. It's not that we are wiser than you. We're not. We're not wiser than anybody else. And in fact, it was my wife that did most of this stuff. You have to give her the credit. Ma, not me. So why is it difficult to accept it from yourself? The Saturday. So now, as we talk about the people that bring us vitamins and protein, just go to the other one. One of the 19 amino acids. What do you call it? P-R-O-T-E-I-M. What is protein? It's what? The brother said that it is a combination of amino acids. According to them, they said it is one of the 19 amino acids. Okay. Remember what it said? Amino acids. What does the body have to do with acids? Thank you very much. It's mucus. Thank you, sister. But we were careless. Then another thing, we don't even know what protein is. We don't know because, see, the protein. There are 102 minerals. I'm going to go in for about three of them only, maybe four, to show the consistency with biology, of biochemistry, life, and minerals. When you go to see a physician, and the physician tells you that you are anemic, there is a mineral that comes to mind, isn't it? They call it iron. But iron comes in two forms. One is oxide, like this, and one is fluorine, like this. What is a plant? What is a rock? Common sense tells us that if I'm anemic and I need iron, I couldn't very well go to the oxide form of iron. The only thing you do with that is to mold it into steel and make a bridge. But now your blood is low, you need a plant. But you have to know the natural plant. So when you're anemic, you need iron. But say your bones, you know your bones crack? Like they used to crack on me when I was 30. So they should be cracking when I was 69. So I had calcium, so I could fall down on my knees. I feel no pain. But if I had done that in my 30s,
I would have left my knees on the floor.
So, for blood you need what?
Iron.
But for bone you need what?
Calcium.
But the calcium has to be oxide or chlorine. But when you go into a health food store, you see calcium, what do you see under there? Does it say oxide? Then why did you buy it?
Well, we didn't know any better. I did it too. I did it. Because we didn't know.
Then we go to the other one.
The brain is weak. I can't think straight. I'm tired too. Because I'm not getting the resonance of vibration from my brain. So I have to think, like the bone is what, calcium? Just put it out there. Now, we have to go to the brain. What is the mineral that the brain needs? It needs a mineral. Copper. Copper and the blackest part of you is what? Made up of what?
Melanin.
Where you get that from?
That sounds like protein now.
Carbon.
You don't even know what melanin is. It's carbon. Melanin. Somebody said melanin? Let me tell you all something about melanin. In the arrangement of life, if there's a biochemist in the audience, he would say this, that without this structure I'm going to put up here, there'd be no life. And at the very top of the chart is what? Carbon. And the next one is? And the other one is what? This is the basic structure of life. And nowhere does melanin appear. Without this, the body will not live. So forget about melanin. And in fact, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, I'm challenging melanin. Something that you guys believe in too, but you guys don't know what that is either. I asked one of the promoters of melanin. I said, ma'am, what is melanin? Melanin is a neural substance that is produced by the neurons of the nerve. I said, ma'am, if melanin is a chemical, a natural hormone, the only thing in the human body that makes hormones are what? Glands. Don't be ashamed. Glands are the only thing that produces a substance. Adrenal gland, pituitary gland, the testes, all these makes up the endocrine system that produces substance, but not the central nervous system. The central nervous system is the convent resonance from A to B, producing nothing.
You don't think what?
What is melanin? What makes this it? It's the substance that makes you black. We remove carbon and you die. Another thing about that, about protein and melanin. If protein is a necessary food, carbon, no, let's go to iron. Iron, calcium, carbon. They all have a definite amount of electrons per atom that distinguishes one mineral from the other. That's how the scientists know what is iron, what is the other, calcium, what is phosphorus, by the amount of electrons per atom that it contains. So if protein is a necessary food, and therefore it should be what? For it to be a food, it has to be what? Electrical. How many electrons per atom does protein contain? I don't know. That's what Dr. Steinberg told me. So I know nobody in the audience knows, because she's a doctor. Dr. Steinberg and Dr. Glut are the physicians that reside at the Georgetown Pediatric Hospital. And how did I come in contact with this lady, or these lady doctors? Because of one little girl from Washington, D.C. that had sickle cell anemia. The father's from D.C., his name is Jimmy Stroud. He took the little girl out of the hospital, snapped her off, took her to Silver Spring, and we was treating her without the doctors even knowing where the little girl was. According to the American Medical Association, according to the laws, we were not supposed to do that because we are depriving her of proper medical treatment. Okay, am I right? But when we saw her 3 months later, the little girl is no longer had sickle cell anemia. But the Lord came and got me, the father and the mother, the child, and took us to the hospital, along with these doctors and superintendents and all this stuff. Like, I'm impressed. Because you're walking around with the white coats. I'm not impressed. Right. Only going to impress with my mama. She got the biggest balls I ever seen. She said, when she goes through my law, because I kept a manual every day as to the dietary program that I designed for Keeler. In the dietary program, she saw that she didn't eat protein. Oh, she said, Dr. Sabin, you omitted protein from the Keeler's diet. I said, I did what? You omitted protein. I said, Dr. Steinberg, I omitted protein. I said, I want to remind you of something. That word protein didn't come out of Africa. It came out of Europe. And that the only person should substantiate the claim of such position as protein and substance is you, not me. I'm an African. I know nothing about protein. You know all about protein. What is protein? She said it is one of the 19 amino acids, the building block of life. I said, that's what everybody says, okay. Since it is that, you would admit that the body is electrical. She said, yes. And since the body is electrical, the body needs an electric food to nourish it. She said, yes. What is the amount of electrons per atom that protein contains? I don't know. I said, why do you use it as your premise? Why do you use protein as your premise? When I use something as my premise, is valid, is consistent. Yes, I didn't go to school, but I could think. You see, you think that if you can't speak English, you can't think. If you didn't go to school, you can't think. Well, let me tell you something. Benjamin Banneker was the one that produced electricity. Did he go to school? You see? So, Dr. Steinberg, I'm forced to ask you the other question. What is sickle cell anemia? She said that sickle cell anemia is a disease that was acquired in Africa 10,000 years ago because our blood went through mutation. I said, oh, I'm more confused. She said, why? I said, well, because you see, there's a brother of ours that was educated by your brothers. And he goes around saying something altogether different. This brother says that God gave us sickle cell to fight malaria. His name is Dick Gregory. But we know that God didn't tell Dick Gregory that. Because it doesn't make sense, Dr. Steinberg, that God would give us a disease that in itself is potentially dangerous. Sickle cell will lower your immune system. Sickle cell will kill you. So where is the validity in this position? So we know that the Gregory didn't get that from God. He got it from your brother. No, you were saying that it wasn't God, it's mutation. Well, I'm going to tell you, Dr. Steinberg, that sickle cell is neither God nor mutation. It is the deprivation of iron fluorine. Because I have 10 people who've been cured of sickle cell anemia. Because Dr. Sabi is not a member of any sorority. He's not a member of any lodge. He's not a member of any church. Well, I'm out here by myself. So I'm not going to get your support. Because those people people who are in a position to let you know that there is cure for AIDS and every other disease, they are not interested. There isn't one black leader in America that's interested in the healing of the black race. So I'm out there by myself, but it gives me joy to know that at least I am the sacrifice and that I come with truth for you, not my truth. The truth that God is showing us. God said that the herbs are for the healing of the nation. What prevents us? What compels us to turn our back? And find all kinds of reasons to defend that position. Cyanide is in our brain. We have to go back to all of the healers in America, and including me. Don't just sit in this audience and accept everything I'm saying. You have to question that. But sometimes we don't know what to question. We handicapped. But when you leave here today and anybody says you're vitamin, and you ask them, is it electrical? Wait, before I take you to facts, remember the pH? So this line here, which is 7, is neutral. pH of 7 is neutral. But God doesn't make anything neutral. God made everything electrical, alkaline. So where do you find a neutral substance? Distilled water. It's when you have deionized the water. Deionization has to take place to distill water. Meaning that you are removing the minerals from the water. But what are you drinking now? Something that's void of substance. Yet there are healers. There are healers in D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, that tells you, drink distilled water. It's dead. They have a cleanser. Lemon and lime and water. No, lemon and what? Hunting something else. So when we leave here this evening, we don't have to be victims and vulnerable to the discretion of those who are likewise insane. We don't want that. I'm going to Africa. I just left Africa Guinea, where I saw the secretary to the president, and he was very sick. And he was healed. And now he offered me 156,000 acres of land to go back and build a community. And we're going to build a community. No, anywhere in the world. Why? Because we have thermal waters. The best water for irrigation, the best water for drinking, the best water for bathing, the best water for everything. You could just imagine that I addressed agriculture, thermal waters. What was that? Well, this is what happened. We have a project of $100 million. Let me go to it and show you right quick. Then we go into the question and answer period. Because, you know, I could talk all night. You are kidding with this junk, right? You know, and I get these big jobs to do. The boy that didn't go to school has to go to Africa to talk about building a village. Of course, Shook Knight is helping me. I don't know if you guys know Shook Knight, right? And Lisa Lopez, she was on stage in Atlanta. Lisa Lopez, left eye. So why did you come to the Rat Hole to do? To do what? What was I going to call the Black Hole?
The $100 million project.
What was that?
Someone
has
a question right over there.
We would have to reach the reward to work. No, that's it. You see how you guys forget that quick? Cyanide is in our brain. This is why when we go to the kitchen, no wonder they're coming here. I was crazy too. We have $100 million project. $100 million. Then you say, how are you going to get this $100 million? Please, you got it. Beyond that. Faton, Mr. Faton showed us that. He did a beautiful job. He showed us a good lesson. Gave us a good lesson. He brought 1 million black folks to Washington, and each of them spent on the average $200. So just say we spend $200 million. You know, if we had a project where we're going to build a holistic center, in each one we spend $5 million per center. Five centers. $25 million. We select a brother in each vicinity that has a farm, we give him $1 million. Farmers. Two out of five. That's $5 million. A boat. Refrigerated boat. $3 million. Eight, 13, three. That's $33 million. These centers would be made if you already have engineers, pure plants. You're going to have the latest healing therapeutic treatments in these centers. We have 33, we still have what, 17 million to go for 50 million. In Africa, we're spending 50 million.
All right, everyone, I just wanted to say, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to play that is because Dr. Savy has given so much energy to the real meaning of love, where you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. And there is a project, there are many projects that still need to be fulfilled. And Dr. Savy, in this video, was talking about one that was dear to him. How much more will you build? How much more will you be executing the talents that the great creator, God Almighty, has entitled and has given you as a gift? And I would say, we listened to this brother. And I posted this video inside the Tando Radio Show if you would like to listen to the rest of it. But all of us have an opportunity to be like the great creator and create the universe that is sustainably maintaining life, love, liberty, health, and prosperity. This is a cause that we all should eagerly want to tackle collectively. Much love, much respect to you all. God willing, we will talk to you soon. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune, as the great spirit of Dr. Savy had. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.